The passé, past posse, disremembers the future. When it comes to being respectably respectful of the concept of time, we multitudes are subdivided into a dizzying array of thought camps, or posses, herewith being a few. Number one, there's the past is passé posse. The past is passé and deserves a quick brush off so that we can relish the present and brag about how much better the future will be because we are here and ready to take over. Then there's the past was better posse. Everything good has already happened and the future is going to hell because it's being commandeered by those younger whippersnappers. Or there's the future will be better posse. We must look to the future, since the past and right now are so screwed up. We will be saved by a sacred happening, or by scientific progress, or by right-minded leaders, i.e., benevolent dictators. Then there's the everything was always bad and the future will be too posse, meaning people are no damn good and they're getting worse. Or there's the this is the best of all possible worlds posse. To quote Candide, this is the best of all possible worlds. There's good everywhere, and all you have to do is focus on that precept and hold on for dear life. Or there's the yin and yang will prevail posse. There will be good times, there will be bad times. These are good and bad times. There were good times, and there were bad times. Or there's the enemy is us posse. To quote Walt Kelly, we have met the enemy and he is us, meaning wherever we go, there we are. Or there's the we can brainwash the world posse. To quote Emerson, who also was quoting a Greek proverb, the dice of the gods are always loaded. Just put us in charge and we will educate everyone to think our way, thus guaranteeing prosperity and peace for all. Or there's the beware the posse's posse. Quote, if you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him, meaning be wary of anyone with the answer. Or anyone who says differently is selling something. Wesley said that. If it seems too good to be true, it is. I've doubtless missed a few categories, but the exercise is remarkably repetitive through the generations. Each aha moment is, upon examination, fraught with traps and dead ends and bad punchlines. What is the real answer? How will we learn to respect the past, the present, and the future simultaneously? Will we ever? Perhaps that the elders and the present youth and the descendants would join hands and work together, we would once and for all see past, present, future as one and the same. We're on the same ship, at the same time, in the same galaxy, and the sooner we stop one up and ship one another and just consider life to be one big fat family reunion, the sooner we'll be able to take a deep breath and get on with the business of being a better world.